You ever wonder what it sounds like when a mass consciousness of nerds orgasm all at the same time? Well, here's a prime example. The Rise of Skywalker has been released.
We've passed on all we know. A thousand generations live in you now.
A thousand generations live in you now? Well, it's about ready to explode through their pants, those thousand generations. You ever wonder what it sounds like?
But this is your fight.
And this is what an orgasm sounds like. Here it comes. Are you ready for it? Here they go. Boom. Can you feel it? Can you feel it, my people? The Rise of Skywalker! Oh my fucking god! Say my name, Daddy! C-3PO, Chewbacca, BB-8, Rey!
Yes, it's in.
There's that deep breath. Everybody take a break. Go smoke a cigarette. Calm yourselves. Recharge in 15 minutes and you can watch it again. Yes, The Rise of Skywalker has been released at D23, the convention that Disney throws every year. You know, it's basically the big circle jerk for Disneyland where they release all their new stuff, including their new land at the Marvel, what do they call it? Marvel Academy at California Adventures, where that's coming out. That looks apparently like they have Spider-Man decorations all over the place, even though Sony has stolen Spider-Man. But Rise of Skywalker, it is coming, man. And just like all the nerds that saw this trailer just came in their pants, it is coming, people. It looks good. It looks good. Rey's got like a double-ended lightsaber, you know, red blade. A little curious to why the red blade. It's coming out. It's happening. One other thing that's going on in the news that is just kind of outrageous is Entertainment One was bought out by Hasbro, and Entertainment One is also the owner of the bankrupt Death Row Records. They own the whole catalog from, you know, Snoop Dogg, everybody else. They own that whole catalog, and Entertainment One was bought by Hasbro. And Hasbro was going after Entertainment One because they've got that the Peppa the Pig PJ Mask, you know, Children's Entertainment. That's one thing. That's some of the things that's owned by Entertainment One. But Entertainment One also, they're involved with almost every gangster rap album that's been produced. So Entertainment One back in, 2013, they dropped $280 million to acquire the Death Row catalog. And that was after Death Row went bankrupt in 2006. And so Hasbro bought Entertainment One for $4 billion, and with that came the Death Row catalog. So, you know, Hasbro owns Death Row Records, you know, and it almost seems like the president of Hasbro didn't even know exactly what he was buying. He was saying that they were just trying to, you know, buy some family-oriented stuff to strengthen their brand. But I'm not too sure how gangsta rap can strengthen their brand. Maybe, you know, if Hasbro really is about the kids, you know, maybe they'll just take this whole catalog of music, take it off iTunes, take it off Spotify, and make it so you can, you know, that it can't infiltrate the kids that they're so caring about and loving about. But we know that's not going to happen. They're going to cash in on this like a motherfucker. Hasbro, one of the biggest dealers of gangsta rap out there. You know, you get Peppa the Pig and Snoop Doggy Dogg. That's what's going on.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Well, we've got some interesting stories going on. Really interesting. Speaking of I'm too sexy, let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Because in Idaho, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday ruled that the state's denying the surgery for Adre Edmo accounted to cruel and unusual punishment. What we're talking about a prisoner that is in Idaho, right? And the courts are saying that Idaho must provide gender confirmation surgery to a transgender inmate living as a woman for years, but who has continuously been housed in a men's prison. And a federal appeals court said Friday, the Court of Appeals agreed with a federal judge in Idaho that the state denying the surgery for the 31-year-old Adre Edmo amounted to cruel and unusual punishment, a violation of the Eighth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Adre, I guess that's how you say the name. It's A-D-R-E-E, Adre. I was just looking at some pictures of Adre. Adre kind of looks like if Andre the Giant was Hispanic and went to the Mac counter for a makeover. That's Adre. Very, very... I think Adre has bigger problems than the penis between her legs. I think she needs some facial reconstructive surgery going on there. But, I mean, for real, you mean to tell me that we're going to lock up a prisoner and now the jails are responsible for this transgender surgery? This is the most outrageous thing I think I've ever heard. How is it cruel and unusual punishment if this is a surgery? I mean, if Adre walked into the prison with a penis, okay? It's not like the jail attached a penis to her. She walked in with the penis. So it's nothing of the jail's doing that is cruel and unusual punishment. You know what I'm saying? They're ruling that this is cruel and unusual punishment, but it's not something that the jail did to her. This is how she was when she came in. So how does this make the jail responsible to remove the penis because they are the ones committing the cruel and unusual punishment? They're not treating her any different than any other prisoner that comes in. So I don't understand how this could possibly be that the jail is treating this person, violating her rights, by committing cruel and unusual punishment. Just doesn't seem right to me, but that's what's going on in Idaho. I'm sure what's going to happen is they're just going to totally push this off in the courts, have appeals, and because I believe she has a release date of August of next year, something like that. So they'll just push this off in the courts till she's released, and then they don't have to deal with it.
Take a shot from the north, the right-hand helipad.
So you think you're going to live your
now,
life
Now, what
alone.
You just heard right there was an officer saying, I'm taking shots from the north of Lancaster helipad. Yeah, that's what he told dispatchers, and he said, I'm hitting the right shoulder. What this is, first off, how bad do you have to be a liar as a police officer for your police department to have to make a press statement about your bullshit? 21-year-old Angel Reynosa, okay? So he's in one of the lots at the Lancaster Police Department, right? He radios in, says that he's shot. And he's saying that there was a sniper in a nearby apartment building that fired off two shots. And the two shots ripped through his uniform. But he had no marks on his body, okay? So the police get out there. They start going through the apartment building trying to question everybody. And it turns out that this guy was just... That's right. A complete 100% liar. Now, what blows me away about this, okay, in the original report, they said that Deputy Morgan Ortega reported that other deputies were fired upon but escaped uninjured. The deputies were in the parking lot behind the station when the shots broke out. Okay, so the original story... Is what were they trying to do? Because I think it's more than just this Ortega, what is his name? Angel Reynosa. I think it's more than him lying. Because in the initial reports, Deputy Morgan Ortega reported that other deputies were fired upon but escaped injury. The deputies were in the parking lot behind the station when the shots broke out. Two people were later detained, but authorities do not believe they were involved in the shootings. The two were not cooperating with investigators, a sheriff's spokesperson said, and were later released. Anyways. What happened was, and that's one of the things that's getting blown over in this story, because they came out with a press conference on Saturday and said that, yeah, when we took Mr. Reynoso in and interviewed him later that night, he admitted that he made up the whole story. The whole thing was bullshit. 100% just lies, okay? Well, if that was lies, one thing that they didn't cover in the press conference was the other officer that commented that other officers in that same parking lot were fired upon. So there's a clusterfuck of lying going on in this police department in Lancaster. I don't know what exactly. Well, the true story is that nothing happened. Mr. Reynoso admitted that the holes in his uniform he put there with a pocket knife or a knife of some kind. He actually cut his uniform, radioed into the front, you know, to dispatch, saying that he was getting fired at north of the helipad in Lancaster. I mean, hundreds of officers sweeped in on this. They start going door to door in the building. They're looking for shooter. And you know these guys are being hostile. They all believe that one of their fellow officers was just shot at. They're not going to be nice to these people. They're detaining people. Other officers are claiming they were shot at too. What a clusterfuck of stupidity. Now, my question is, what should happen to this Reynoso dude? I think he should be responsible for 100 officers, for their pay, for everything going on with this. And I don't know, calling in some bullshit like this as an officer of the law, I don't know, man. It should be criminal. In some manner, some way, it should be criminal. And then people wonder why we don't trust the cops. Yeah. I know there's good cops out there. I'm not going to be the one to say that all cops are bad, but when you have assholes like this, the penalty needs to be, they need to push this to the extreme of the law. Whatever they can get this guy for, they need to get him with, because this is out of control. It's ridiculous. And this guy definitely wins my award for asshole of the week. It's either him or Ty 420. I'm not too sure. Maybe Ty 420. But I'll give it to this guy. 100 officers on the scene. What a horrible freaking dickhead, man.
Take a shot from the north of the Lancaster helipad. See him here in the right shoulder.
Well, that was Henry Rollins in the background. Liar. Henry Rollins. Man, I missed that. I missed that. That song, that brings back a lot of memories of my youth, man. I used to rock out to that song. Henry Rollins. What happened to him? You know, I actually searched him on Spotify, and his old music catalog doesn't even show up. It's just some of his spoken word stuff. Henry Rollins. What was he? He was the singer for Black Flag, right? Back in the day? Something like that? I'm not an expert on that, so I'm just going to avoid that whole conversation. But Henry Rollins, liar, and liar of the week is Mr. Angel Reynoso. Now I'll give you one guess of what you're listening to right now. What could it possibly be? What is all this melee about? What is all this fighting? Well, I'll tell you what it is. That is the new release of Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. I don't know if it's spicy or not, but it's a new chicken sandwich that they released. It's been going viral all over the internet. If you go to any Popeye's, I don't know about today, but I know over the weekend, man, they had hour-long waits just to try one of these sandwiches. In fact, it was funny. I was at one of my gigs on Saturday night, and somebody showed up a little late, and you know, I was just curious, you know, why are you late? And they're saying, oh, well, I got in line. I got in the drive-thru for a Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I was stuck in line. I couldn't get out of line. I was in there for an hour, then another 45 minutes to get the sandwich. But that melee that we just heard was a fight that broke out at a Popeye's over this damn chicken sandwich. This is really the power of the internet right here. This sandwich starts going viral all over the internet, and every Popeye's is just ridiculously swamped with people trying to get to this new chicken sandwich. It started a war online between Chick-fil-A and Popeye's, you know, doing like the whole Wendy's thing where they're going back and forth on social media about the chicken sandwiches, etc. It's quite comical, but I don't know, me myself. Now, I'll tell you what, I am impacted by this viral activity about this sandwich, because I'll tell you what, I do want to try it. Am I willing to wait a half hour? No, I am not. But I'll tell you what, Popeye's is on my radar. If I drive by a Popeye's and I don't see a long line, even if I'm not hungry, I'm probably stopping by to pick up one of these sandwiches, because I am a sucker for the social media hype and I want to try this sandwich. I heard one person, the review was that, yeah, it's good. The chicken's really juicy and it's just delicious. Another guy said it was pretty good. So, you know what? And I hate to make a racial generalization, but it's funny, because three of my close friends that happen to be black, those are the three people that I had in conversation this weekend about the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and all three of them had tried it. So I feel like, is there such thing as this being more important to, I mean, that's totally racist. For me to even have this thought is racist. But I'll tell you what, three of my black friends, we did have conversations about this Popeye's chicken sandwich. And no, it wasn't me looking at my friend and thinking in the back of my brain, well, you're black, so I'm going to ask you about the Popeye's chicken sandwich. That would be totally fucked up, and it didn't happen that way. In casual conversation, it was brought up by three of my black friends this week about the Popeye's chicken sandwich. I don't know. It's just a weird observation. But, yeah, that's just, this whole thought train is racist. I apologize. But I didn't have one of my white friends coming up to me and talking about Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Now, some of my white friends joined in the conversation to talk about the Popeye's chicken sandwich, but after it was brought to my attention by one of my black brothers and sisters. I don't even think I can say black brother. I think that's racist for me to say that. I don't know. But anyways, I hear that this Popeye's chicken sandwich is for a limited release, which that's what all this hype is about. In fact, let me see if I can pull up some information on this sandwich specifically. Hang on. In fact, Yahoo Finance just released a story about this, and they're saying that the days in which Popeye's dropped its now infamous Chick-fil-A sandwich rival, traffic to Popeye's locations nationwide has spiked 67.6% and 103.3% respectively compared to the chain's summer averages from June 1st through August 21st. Those are numbers that are coming in from Yahoo Finance. They just released this about an hour ago. A quote here says that this is an outrageously high peak that shows that buzz wasn't just on social sites, but actually pushed people out of the house and into Popeye's locations. So this is what it is. It's a hot little spicy fried chicken sandwich. There's a regular version, too. And see, I want to say that they're only releasing this for a limited time. And I'm trying to scan over this and see that, which I should have done before I reported on this. But that is the power of social media. Social media starts talking, it starts going viral about this chicken sandwich, and you know, it actually is bringing foot traffic into the store. Not to be outdone, KFC released some news today that they're actually trying, you know, Beyond Meat, you know, they've got the burgers at Burger King and Carl's Jr., etc. Well, KFC is going to start offering, well, they've already started offering it in one store. It's Beyond Fried Chicken. And they started releasing this at a single restaurant in Smyrna, Georgia, near Atlanta's SunTrust Park. Beyond Meat has added chicken to its lineup of plant-based products, which include burgers, ground beef, and sausage alternatives, among other meat substitutes. KFC will become the first nationwide fast food restaurant to test Beyond Meat's plant-based chicken. And so KFC is trying to get in the chicken news, but I think it's totally getting swept under the rug with the Chick-fil-A Popeyes battle that's been going on. One of the big things that I see popping up in front of me is that Siri, Apple, they got caught with their pants down the same way that Google did with Alexa, etc. Is it Amazon Alexa? No, it's Amazon Echo. What is it? I don't know. But you've got all these companies that are using this artificial intelligence, right, that's voice activated, whether it's Alexa or an Echo or I forget what the fuck their names are, but Google Play, you know what I'm talking about, right? All these little devices that you have on the iPhone, it's Siri. And what Apple got caught doing, the same thing that Google got caught doing, was they're taking all these messages to Siri and they're sending them to a group of about 1,000 employees that go through 1,000 messages a day. And what they do is they transcribe what you said to Siri word for word, and then they compare that with what Siri heard. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to clean up their algorithms, especially when it comes to dealing with users of iOS devices that have an accent, whether you're Irish or English or something like that. And so they're trying to improve it. That's really what they're trying to do. And honestly, do I think that people's private security or information is being hacked or has a potential of being hacked? Well, I guess there's a small possibility, but I don't think that's happening. I think it's random. It's not associated with a user. I mean, unless you were telling Siri, hey, this is my name, my last name, this is my bank account number, my social security number, I don't think these people that are transcribing could really get that information. But it could happen. But the problem is this. When you got these companies like Amazon, Google, all these multi-gazillion dollar companies, what they need to do is they need to go about this the right way. If they're worried about the algorithm of their product and the artificial intelligence being able to understand a Scottish accent, well, hell, they've got the money to hire 100 Scottish people, have them read a book, record it, and use those recordings to play back to Siri or whatever their AI interface is, and see how Siri interprets that. They can pay to have this done the right way. They're just trying to skip that and do it for free. But these companies are companies that have enough money to do this without voiding the trust of the users. And like I said, I don't think that these users are really going to get their information hacked, but you have a company like Apple, and one of their fundamental philosophies of the company is that privacy is a human right. They say that. I don't say that. That's kind of a weird thing to say, but Apple says that. And so people trust companies like Apple to use their products and not have their information out there. You know, you're a drug dealer. You're talking to Siri about where to, hey, I got to drop off, 2 kilos of coke at this address, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so it's just that it appears to the people that Apple doesn't care about their privacy if they're doing something like this. And like I said, a company like Apple, like Google, they have the money to do this the right way. They can hire people with these accents that they're trying to refine their protocols or whatever to, and pay to have it done. There's no need to just be dipping around in people's private messages and taking it unauthorized, which I'm sure it's authorized in some manner, you know, some contract that we signed in the fine line. I'm sure we in a way we authorize it, but it's almost unethical, and they just shouldn't do it. You know, and I bet you if you sat down with Apple engineer, they're going to say, well, there's no way that they could steal people's personal information. But at the same time, it doesn't look good. And sometimes big companies like Apple and Google, they have to do something. They have to do it the right way just to avoid the appearance of them being shady assholes and stealing all of our fucking information. Even though I know that wasn't the intent, they need to do it the right way. So whoever the brainchild is was, oh, yeah, let's just grab random samples and have these people scribe it down and, you know, write it down, translate it. Whoever that guy was needs to be fired because that was a stupid idea, and they should have seen the consequences of their action before going into it. So, I mean, bottom line, do you still trust Apple and Google? I mean, I don't trust any of these things. I really don't. And I know Apple has put up a fight before when the FBI has tried to go after phone records, or, you know, they've tried to get Apple to unlock phones that were locked and stuff, and Apple just refuses to do it without, you know, the specific court orders or whatever. So I know Apple tries, but they should have tried a little harder on this one. This is a fail. It's not an epic fail, but it is a fail on the hands of Apple, where they should have known better. You know, you just should have fucking known better. There's times when you do something, it might be okay in your own mind, but this is a multi-gazillion billion-dollar company. They should have fucking known better. They shouldn't have done that. And, first off, I don't think I ever dropped my name at the beginning of this, but this is Jake from Radio Underland. And if you'd like to check out our last show, it was titled The Mystic Mandela Effect. We had on one guest that was an expert on the Mandela Effect. You can check that out on the any podcasting app, etc., or watch it on YouTube. We also had a guest on that was the Jedi Alchemist, which was a spiritual guru slash he's running for libertarian presidential candidate. He was the third one that we've had on the show, but he's a life coach, etc. You can definitely check out that episode. I got way too intoxicated, and pretty much the end of the show is a clusterfuck because I'm drunk and I'm not paying attention to the guy, and it was just, you know, one of those shit shows that we're kind of infamous for, I guess you could say, infamous. But this next Tuesday, tomorrow night, which is the 27th? I don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But anyways, this Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, if you want to catch it live, you can catch it at facebook.com/Radio Underland. We have three comedians coming into the studio. Three comedians, which I've seen them all. They're all great comedians. One of them is Ann Flagg. I saw Ann Flagg at, she opened for the Corey and Chad, the twins, the Smash Brothers. She didn't open, but she was on the bill with them at their dirty comedy show at the Ontario Improv. And Ann absolutely killed it. She does this whole thing about her being basically a sugar baby and a sugar daddy and all this other kind of stuff. She's outrageously funny. She's she's over the line. She does the comedy that is not politically correct in today's society, but I like it. And then we have Romeric. It's Romeric. 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 A very good comedian. I saw him up here in the high desert, and he's, you know, been the Ice House Improv, the whole nine yards. He's a really good comedian. Where I saw him, we had a crowd that was absolutely unruly, okay? It was not your typical comedy crowd. It was at in a bar-type setting, and this crowd was just a bunch of assholes and dicks. You had people talking, but Romeric, he came in there, and he actually got that crowd to settle down, and he laid it down, and he is another phenomenal comedian. And then we have AJ Nolan, and AJ Nolan is another great comedian. that I saw, I've seen recently. And so I'm really excited about this show tomorrow night, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And when I say tomorrow night, I'm talking about Tuesday. In fact, I better find that date so that I don't, you know, lead people wrong to people that are listening to this the day after. That will be Tuesday, the 27th at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on Facebook.com/Radio Underland. And if you want to check it on the podcast, of course, that'll be available the next day through all the podcasting apps, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen. You can definitely catch it there. It's going to be a very great show. And of course, if you'd like to support anything that we do here, you can do that at patreon.com/Radio Underland. And what we're doing is, and I haven't talked about this on the big show because, you know, these daily shows are now it's bi-weekly because I've been so busy. But these daily shows, I get to talk a little bit more behind the scenes of what's going on. But we're definitely... we're going to start releasing episodes that are Patreon only. And the only way that you're going to be able to hear those is if you are a $5 a month pledge or subscriber to our Patreon. And I'm in talks with a bunch of different people. I've been talks with, and this is not really that public yet, but I've been talks with Travis Tappelshay. He's going to bring a show over and some other stuff. I don't know if he's going to be on the paid, but I myself, working with the guys on the show, we're going to start releasing half of these shows or a lot of these shows that are going to be for our Patreon listeners only. And so we're in talks with a lot of interesting stuff going on right now. I'm really excited. It's an exciting time. And this this next year for Radio Underland is going to be a big progress forward in the way that we do things and the way that we release material. And it's just going to bring more entertainment to you guys, the listeners. And so it's going to be a win-win for you guys. A lot more shows coming out, and it's going to be good times. And once again, you can support us at patreon.com/Radio Underland and get in there now. And there's nothing that's Patreon specific yet today, but it's coming. It's coming in the very near future. And so, and let's see, how long have I been talking for? Because I need to wrap this up. We've already been talking for 26 minutes. Well, I'm going to hit some top print news stories, and then we'll get out of here. As if the government couldn't tax everything already. The New York Post reports that the federal government is eyeing a payroll tax on automated robots. The proposal was first floated by billionaire Bill Gates as a way to maintain tax levels while the workforce moves towards automation. they're taking jobs, but they're going to actually put a payroll tax on automated employees. Six spectators at the PGA Tour Championship were injured Saturday near Atlanta after lightning hit a tree. The strike occurred 30 minutes after play was stalled due to weather conditions. All were released from the hospital overnight. So everybody survived, but six people, injured with I guess they weren't injured by getting struck by lightning. Lightning hit a tree, knocked the tree over, injured six people. So, yeah, okay, they didn't get struck. But there, I guess that's the reason why the PGA, you know, suspends play in a storm. And they were right on that one because lightning did strike. International Space Station astronaut Anne McClain is being investigated for allegedly committing bank fraud while in orbit. Yes, she's the first person to be out of our... out of our gravitational pool and can commit a actual crime. She's accused of accessing her estranged wife's bank account while in space. The charge is identity theft, but no funds were moved or altered in any way. McClain says she was just checking in on her partner's bank finances, who's taking care of the child the pair had been raising together. Okay. All right. Well, it's space crime. Okay, it is what it is. A young Illinois man who contracted a lung disease died Friday night. Doctors believe it was directly due to, you guessed it, vaping, and could be the first recorded case of a fatality from the smoking alternative. The CDC says there's 193 people in 22 states who have illnesses related to vaping. But still, I mean, how many people are... I know it's big in California. I mean, every Tom, Dick, and Harry's out there vaping all the time. And, but I don't know. When you're talking 193 people compared to people with lung cancer from cigarettes, I don't think... I haven't seen any studies for the correlation of how those numbers pan out. But there's got to be millions of people vaping, right? Or is this only a California thing? I mean, I'm stuck in California where it's the hot trend. Everybody's doing it. Maybe in the rest of the country, people aren't vaping. but they apparently the first death due to vaping. Over in Hong Kong, police have gotten more aggressive with freedom protesters there. During the weekend protest, they started using fire hoses to quell the activists in demonstrations that have endured now for weeks against increased pressure for control by mainland China. Yeah, I saw these Hong Kong protesters, man. They're out there with grinders and they're knocking down light poles where they have face recognition cameras on them. It's crazy, man, because these Hong Kong guys, man, they know how to work this system. Like, first of all, they all walk around with umbrellas, so the face recognition cameras can't get a good view of their face, so they can't get, you know, blasted with that. And then I saw them where the Hong Kong police were throwing tear gas at them, and they did this thing where they just put like an orange construction cone over it, plug the top over the tear gas canister, and then dump a little bit of water in there, and it totally eliminates this tear gas bomb that they're throwing into the audience. These Hong Kong, man, they're pretty quick when it comes to protesting and making sure that they don't get their identity or get put down with tear gas. They're up on their protesting. And it's amazing because they've been over there waving the American flag, singing the national anthem, and they want to be Americans so bad. While we have assholes over here protesting everything. But it shows you something about what the rest of the world thinks about American freedom and the Hong Kongese. I don't know, what do you call somebody from Hong Kong? Asian? Hong Kongians? I don't know. What? Hong Kong. Whatever. But Taiwanese? Is that Taiwanese? I don't even know. That's how illiterate I am. But it shows the power of American freedom and that other countries really want it. You know? It's incredible. It really is incredible. I guess it'd just be Chinese. Hong Kong is in Hong Kong, China. Right? Isn't it? Now I actually have to look this up so I don't look like a complete fucking idiot. And I wasn't that far off. Hong Kongers, that's what they're called. So before you're laughing in the background saying Jake's a complete fucking dumbass, they're called Hong Kongers, also known as Hong Kongese and Hong Kong citizen, are people who originate from Hong Kong. These terms are special identity for those who hold legal residency in Hong Kong. Hong Kongers. See, I wasn't far off. I think that was one of the first things I said. Hong Konger? No, I said Hong Kongese, which is true, too. That's one of the, you know, I just looked up Wikipedia. Wikipedia never lies. So before you think I'm a dumbass, go fuck yourself, because I had it right from the get-go. President Trump is claiming authority to order U.S. companies not to do business in China under an obscure 1977 law meant for national security. American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China. At least Trump tweeted last week, setting critics ablaze. It's another one of these attempts where Trump starts doing something completely out of the conservative mindset and ordering and telling other companies what to do. But he later clarified that the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act, that's what it's called, originally passed to authorize action against rogue regimes, terrorists, and drug cartels, was a basis for the order. The law gives presidents expanded power over international commerce during times of declared national emergencies. But there is no declared national emergency. That's the problem as far as China goes. Trump said, if I want, I could declare a national emergency. That's what Trump told reporters Sunday. And I'm sure that the official way that our government works is the president makes a decree through Twitter, and it is in law. But, you know, he's recommending that, you know, he said he recommends that they look for doing business other places. And I think I did read some reports the other day where businesses are relocating out of China because they don't want to get caught up in this feud that's going on. So, I mean, it's a strong recommendation. And I'll tell you what, if Trump recommends that, you better start looking to do it, because shit's going to hit the fan if it hasn't already. But it's just going to get worse. It really is. In entertainment news, the top 10 movies of the week are number 10, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I haven't seen yet and I really want to see. Number 9, Dora, The Lost City of Gold. Number 8, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Number 7, Angry Birds Movie. Number 6, Ready or Not. Number 5, Fast and the Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. Number 4, The Lion King. Number 3, Overcomer. Number 2, Good Boys. And number 1, Angel Has Fallen, which brought in $21.3 million and is new to the charts this week. And something else I'm looking forward to, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. Aaron Paul was left speechless after reading the script for Netflix's El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. He told the New York Times that he couldn't speak for a good 30 to 60 seconds and was just lost in thought. The film, which premieres October 11th, centers around Aaron's meth cooking and drug dealing character from Breaking Bad, Mr. Jesse Pinkman. On whether or not Bryan Cranston, Jonathan Banks, Kristen Ritter, or Jesse Plemons would be returning to reprise their roles for flashbacks, Aaron reportedly gave a coy response. So we don't know if they're going to be in this or not, but that is coming out October 11th. It is called El Camino, and I cannot wait to see it. Chris Solis may avoid serving any prison time for his involvement in a 2017 car crash that resulted in the death of a 66-year-old man. Chris from The Bachelor, he's in a Bachelor alumni, was driving in his home state of Iowa when he rear-ended, of all things, a tractor. He called 911 and performed CPR while he waited for first responders, but he left the scene before the officers arrived. Chris pled guilty to leaving the scene of a serious injury accident in May of this year. According to recent court documents obtained by multiple outlets, Chris accepted a suspended 2-year prison sentence, meaning he will basically serve 2 years probation. He will also be ordered to pay a minimum fine of $625 and any court cost. Of course, a judge still has to formally approve the sentencing. Director Ryan Coogler announced that he has released the release date for the much-anticipated Black Panther 2, which will be May 6, 2022. The date places the second installment of as the furthest out announced Marvel film, and it's coming out between Thor: Love and Thunder, which hits theaters November 5th, 2021, and an unannounced film that is slated for July 29th, 2022. Other upcoming Marvel films include Black Widow, May 1st, 2020, The Eternals, November 6th, 2020, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, February 12th, 2021, and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, May 7th, 2021. Miley Cyrus will be keeping all the pets in her divorce with Liam Hemsworth. While Liam could file for partial custody, who does that? He is reportedly okay letting his ex have their 7 dogs, 3 cats, 2 horses, 2 mini horses, and 1 pig. And I thought I had it fucking bad. No wonder Liam is letting her keep all those animals, because who the fuck wants to have 7 dogs, 3 cats, 2 horses, 2 mini horses, and 1 pig? Whatever. Hilary Duff is reprising her title role in the Disney reboot of Lizzie McGuire, the series, which that series ended almost 15 years ago. And anyways, they're going to pick up on Lizzie's 30th birthday and follow her as she tackles adulthood in the Big Apple. The 31-year-old actress told E! News that the news was near impossible to keep a secret. There's no word yet on whether or not other members of the original cast will join the reboot. And now I have a rags to riches, or death row to riches story. Basically, the pooch set to play Tramp in Disney's live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp reportedly went from a kill shelter, bounced from a couple kill shelters before catching a huge break. Monty, who is a 2-year-old terrier mix, was on the verge of being euthanized before being scooped up by Halo Animal Rescue in Phoenix. It was there that he was discovered by a Disney animal trainer. The pup will make his big debut on the new Disney Plus streaming service this November. Now, in fucked up family of the week news, just check out this story. And just check out how low families have gone and what today's society. This is really a product of our today's society. But Savannah Chrisley has come to her dad's defense over claims that he tried to extort his eldest daughter, Lindsay Chrisley, with an alleged sex tape. And then in comes the story Todd Chrisley, who along with his wife, Julie Chrisley, is facing 12 counts of tax evasion, was accused by his eldest child of extortion if she didn't help cover up his alleged federal crimes. Savannah said none of the accusations are true, and she will never forgive her sister for making those claims. Now, what is going on in a family dynamic where you have a daughter coming to her dad's defense because the other daughter is claiming that the dad is trying to extort Lindsay, the other daughter, with an alleged sex tape? This company is just beyond fucked up. Well, I mean, what happened to the days where the family, you didn't go reporting your family to the feds for tax evasion and extortion, all this stuff? You just kept your shit quiet. But at the same time, when did a family go where the dad is trying to extort a daughter with a sex tape of his own fucking daughter? I mean, I guess these are the times that we live in, man, but society is screwed up. It really is. Taylor Swift is in the news. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, Taylor Swift promised to get back her OG music by recording the songs that made her famous. As previously reported, Tay surrendered any claim to the masters for her six original albums, which are now owned by Scooter Braun. There could be some issues with the plan, though, as there are typically clauses in contracts that require artists to change up the songs so they don't sound exactly like the originals. The move could end up benefiting Scooter because the knockoffs that Taylor's wanting to remake of those six albums could make the originals more valuable. That's just a messed up situation where Taylor doesn't own the rights to her music, but I'm sure it's all under contract and you got to read those contracts before you sign up. And Scooter Braun owns everything. Kit Harington, best known for his role as Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, has signed to play Dane Whitman, also known as the Black Knight, in the upcoming superhero film The Eternals, which we talked about earlier that Marvel is going to be releasing. Kit's fellow Game of Thrones star Richard Madden has already been announced as playing Icarus in the film. Kanye West took his Sunday service to Dayton, Ohio to honor those who died and were injured during the mass shootings there earlier this month. The service, which went down at the Riverscape Metro Park, was attended by a mass crowd that included Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian West, and kids Saint and North. Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock were also rumored to have been in attendance. I don't know if anybody's ever been to one of these Kanye West Sunday services, but yeah, I'd go. I mean, I'm usually working on Sundays, but I'd go. If anybody's been, man, hit me up. I want to see what it's all about. But Kanye West doing his Sunday services. If you're looking for a reason to get out of work today, remember that today is National Dog Day. It's also Musical Yoga Day, Make Your Own Luck Day, National Cherry Popsicle Day, National Toilet Paper Day, Women's Equality Day, and National Web Mistress Day. National Web Mistress Day. Yes, there's an official day for that, and that is apparently today. Well, this has been Jake with the Radio Underland news report that we get to whenever we can. I used to call it the daily news, but I've been way too busy to do daily news, so I have to call it when we can get to it news, when we have time. And I happen to have a little bit of time today. I won't have time tomorrow, and I won't have time on Wednesday, maybe Thursday. Maybe I'll get back to do some news reporting on Thursday. But this is Jake with Radio Underland. Like and subscribe to all of our social media. Definitely give us a review on iTunes and the podcasting app. That helps us out a lot. It's free. If you enjoy what we're doing here, please just give us a review. It makes a difference. Subscribe to everything. Follow us. And you know, if you want to get in where we're doing a lot of these news stories, where a lot of these news stories originate from, we do have a separate group on Facebook that's called Radio Underland News Group. And that's where we post all these news stories that we cover on the shows, etc. And if you want to get in there, submit stories that hopefully we can cover and talk about, you can do it there. You can get in on the conversation. It's a pretty active community. There's about, I think, about 900 of you guys that are in there in that Radio Underland News Group. And all the news, they actually do pretty good, where we get the breaking news, and they always, you know, all these listeners posted in there. And so it's a good little source for kind of obscure news, mainstream news, all kinds of news, and talking about the news and BSing about the news. So check that out, Radio Underland News Group on Facebook. And also, if you'd like to support what we do here, you can do so at www.patreon.com/Radio Underland. This is Jake. This has been the Daily News, and I got to sign out. I got some work to do. I got to mix some audio and do a bunch of stuff. And so I am going to quit doing this, and I will see you guys tomorrow night with our comedy show with the three comedians, which are Ann Flagg, Romerick, and AJ Nolan. Yeah, I didn't have the names in front of me, but great comedians. It's going to be a great show tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, August 27th. Until next time, I will see you guys later. You have a good day. Later.